الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبالوالدين إحسانا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. در حدیث قدسی كنت كنزا مخفيا that I was a hidden treasure فأحببت أن أعرف I loved that I should be recognized فخلقت الخلق سو آئی کریٹڈ دی کریشن. حدیث قدسی مینس دی حدیث ان وچ سم کمانڈمنٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ از نریٹڈ. سو دس از دی ورڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ تھرو سیدنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that I was a hidden treasure and I liked it that I should be recognized so I created the creation. So everything has been created with a sabab, with a reason, and the reason of creation was فَأَحْبَبْتُ I loved it. So love became the reason of the creation of this whole universe. So become love became the reason of creation. So all the creation got their share of love according to their own status. For example, jamadat, those things which are like earth, mountain, rocks and stones, they also got a share of love. When this word love is used for these things which have no life, then it is called attraction. And when the same word is used for the living things, it is called love. Now you will find attraction in these things. For example, earth, it attracts everyone towards itself, and that is called the gravitational force. This is the reason that the fruit falls down on the earth from the tree. So earth attracts everything towards itself. This is an example that it had got love. Similarly, we can find that mild steel is always attracted towards the magnet. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put relationship of love in between the two. Wherever you will find the steel, it will be attracted towards the magnet. That's why people make magnetic compass. What is that? A small needle on a pivot, and then it holds its direction always to north and south. Why? Because that is the magnetic pole. So the magnet of the earth attracts them towards itself. And now based on this magnetic compass, the pilots, they fly their aeroplanes. They believe in this. They know that this compass will always be directed towards the magnet. And the effect of magnet is so much that if we take a piece of steel and match it, take it near the magnet, then within few minutes, the mild steel takes magnetism in itself. The magnetism is induced from the magnet to the mild steel. And mild steel becomes magnet itself. It means that it loved the magnet so much that it got the effect of magnetism in itself. So this is the love. Okay, then let's see. In the vegetative growing things, they are called nabatat. In the plants, we can find so many examples of love. For example, there is a flower which is called sunflower. It has got a natural affinity, a love with the sun. Now in the morning, you will find the face of this flower towards east, and then as the sun will move along, it will change its direction, and at the sunset, we will find its face towards the west. How much love this flower has with the sun? Alas, we could have this much of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, so we could make our face always towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quranic language, it has been told, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lillazi fatara as-samawati wal-ard hanifan wama ana minal mushrikeen.